This is Hypnomaster 69. I'm here to help you relax. I'm here to help you go into a nice, deep trance. This file is a continuation of my original sex club fantasy. And for best results, you should listen to my long induction with triggers and the first version of this file. And now I just want you to relax and let everything go. Let your breathing slow and settle down deeper and deeper in this nice quiet place. Just let yourself sleep now, sleep now, sleep now, and go deeper, deeper and deeper into this nice quiet trance. Let everything go, let your breathing slow, and settle down deeper and deeper in this nice quiet place. You feel yourself walking around in a sex club. There are hallways, rooms. You're walking around. You know what you're looking for. You know what you're looking for. You're looking for the next submissive. You can feel the 3-inch leather collar around your neck, snugly holding your head up erect. And the terry cloth robe is rubbing over your bare nipples, stimulating them as you walk. And your genitals are tightly packed inside your rubber underwear, tightly packed so that nothing can get out. And you're walking up and down, looking in this room, looking in that room, and now you see what you're looking for. A submissive laid out on the bed, head away from the door, laying on stomach. Oh yes, that looks like a very promising submissive. You know what to do. You know what to do. You want to give a massage and you want to put this submissive under. You know what to do. Oh yes. The robe is on the back of the door. You close the door. And now you start to work. Open the oil. Hit play on the recorder so you have a nice induction playing. And you can pace your massage to the induction. What you hear, what the submissive hears is, let everything go. Let your breathing slow and settle down deeper and deeper in this nice quiet place. Feel the warmth rising up around you as you let everything go. Let your breathing slow and settle down deeper and deeper in this nice quiet place. You feel your hands on the submissive's back. Two hands, oh yes, a nice back rub. Long stroke up the back and down around the sides. Up the back and down around the sides. A nice back rub. Feel the stroke deeper and deeper. Just let everything go, let your breathing slow. Enjoy the body contact. Enjoy the touch. Enjoy being touched. Just let everything go, let your breathing slow. And settle down deeper and deeper in this nice quiet place. And now work the left arm. One hand under the arm, one hand over the shoulder. Nice. nice long stroke down the left arm and off the hand and off the fingers, touching each finger as it goes by. And once again, nice long stroke down the left arm. Feel everything relax. Just let everything go. Let your breathing slow and settle down deeper and deeper in this nice quiet place. And now another back rub, another set of long lazy strokes up the back and down the sides. Oh, feel the body underneath you relax. Feel the body underneath you relax. Just let everything go. Let your breathing slow. And now for the right arm, under it and over it and down the arm and off over the fingers. Nice long strokes. Nice long strokes. Let everything go. Let your breathing slow and settle down deeper and deeper in this nice quiet place. Just sleep now, sleep now, sleep now, and go deeper, deeper and deeper in this nice quiet place. And now feel your time to work on that ass. First, the left ass cheek, pinch it and pluck it, rub it in from the side. And now the right ass cheek, pinch it and pluck it and press it in from the outside. And now time to work on the left leg, one hand sliding down over that ass cheek, down the inner thigh, the other hand on the outside of the leg. Nice long strokes down and back, down and back. And now switch over to the right leg. Oh, that hand again between those ass cheeks. Down the inner thigh and the outer edge. Down and back up. Down and back up. Nice long strokes. Just let everything go. Let your breathing slow. And settle down deeper and deeper in this nice quiet place. And now it's time to roll your subject over and either give a massage or find you've hypnotized them. So you need to tuck one hand into the side and use the other like a lever to roll the body over and expose the naked, helpless, submissive. You see eyes closed and body relaxed. And now comes the moment of truth. You need to open the eyelids a little bit and look and see. Only about one time in five will you see eyes rolled back into the head. When you open these eyes, you see just whites and you know you've hit the jackpot. This submissive is totally out, completely under, and available for your conditioning. Oh, this is what you've been doing all of this for. This is what you've been searching for. A submissive who can be controlled and trained. Now you know that it's time to get this submissive horny and obedient. You can tell this submissive to get horny, and you take the oil and work the submissive's genitals to get them horny and aroused. Horny and aroused. And arousing the submissive makes you aroused. And now you feel horny and obedient as well. Oh, you feel so horny working your submissive, your new toy, your new treasure. And now it's time to roll the submissive back on their stomach. You know that this submissive needs to be mounted. You know that this submissive needs to be controlled. You know this submissive needs to be mounted. This is what you've been doing all of this for. And now, and now, You feel a tug on the leash attached to your collar. You feel a tug on the leash attached to your collar. Your head is pulled back to your dominant, and you hear in your ear, "Sleep now, sleep now, sleep now," and go deeper. And you find yourself totally out of control. Your trophy is being snatched away from you. And you melt and sit down in the corner in the room, and you see your dominant taking your trophy. You see your dominant now teaching your trophy to get horny now, get horny now. When your subconscious mind hears "get horny now," it makes you horny and it fills you with lust. Get horny now, get horny now. You see this submissive being trained. Your treasure is being taken away from you, and you're sitting in the corner, mindless with lust, turned on and unable to respond, unable to claim your trophy, unable to claim all of that work, and it just makes you more horny and more horny, and you can reach down into your leather, collar and pull on your collar, and reach down into your rubber pants and start to play with yourself. You get so horny watching your dominant take your toy and training your toy to get horny. Get horny now, get horny now. You feel yourself getting horny and obedient. It makes you feel so submissive. You know you can't come, you know you can't orgasm, but you're mindlessly playing with yourself. Yes, you get so horny as you see your toy being mounted, your toy being controlled and taken away from you. Get horny now. Get horny now. Your subconscious mind loves to get horny. Your subconscious mind understands that when it hears "get horny now," it gets horny and horny. And every time it hears, it gets more horny. And now you're playing with yourself. One hand on your nipple, rolling your nipple. The other hand down inside your rubber pants, playing with yourself. Playing with yourself as you watch your dominant taking the new toy and training the new toy. You know you love to be programmed. You know you love to be sexually programmed. You know you love to be programmed. You know you love to be sexually programmed. Oh, it makes you feel so horny seeing a new person being trained, knowing that there's nothing you can do but be horny and obedient. The thought of me controlling you makes you horny and obedient. The thought of me controlling you makes you horny and obedient. The thought of me controlling others makes you horny and obedient. Hornier and hornier. Get horny now. Feel it building, building. You know you can't come. You know you can't come. But you get more horny and more obedient. And your subconscious mind loves to be programmed. Your subconscious mind loves to be programmed. Your subconscious mind loves to be sexually programmed. And now I have some more programming for your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind loves to hear, "Confession is kinky." Confession is kinky leads you to confess your innermost desires, your innermost feelings. Whenever you see or hear "confession is kinky," your subconscious mind will want to expose itself and open itself up and share its innermost longings. And now I have another program for your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind loves to hear "submit to me." Submit to me means that your subconscious mind becomes submissive and obedient. your subconscious mind hears or sees, submit to me. That makes your subconscious mind surrender and become submissive and obedient, horny and obedient. Your subconscious mind loves to be programmed. Your subconscious mind loves to be programmed. Your subconscious mind remembers that whenever I tell you sleep now, sleep now, sleep now, and go deeper, whenever I tell you sleep now, sleep now, sleep now, you go into a nice deep trance. And if you're in trance and you hear or see sleep now, sleep now, sleep now, you'll go down 10 times deeper into trance. And your subconscious mind remembers that get horny now will make you feel more sexually aroused and more excited. And each time you hear get horny now, you'll feel more excited and more aroused. And return to normal will return you back to your normal unaroused state. And confession is kinky will make your subconscious mind expose its innermost thoughts, its innermost desires, its innermost fantasies. When you hear or see confession is kinky, your subconscious mind will expose itself. And when you see or hear submit to me, that will make your subconscious mind horny and obedient and very, very submissive. And now it's time for me to wake you up, to wake you up from this trance. In just a moment, I'll count you up from 1 to 5. And when you wake up, you will still be aroused and you will still feel the most intense sexual arousal that you've ever imagined. Get horny now. Get horny now. We'll stay with you after you awake. And your conscious mind can remember this story, and your subconscious mind will love to replay this story. And your subconscious mind will direct your conscious mind to listen to this story over and over, because you want to remember the story. You want to live the story over and over, and you want to feel your arousal building and building. Get horny now, get horny now, get horny now, building and building, and staying with you even after you awaken. After you awake, you'll still be horny and aroused. Now it's time for me to wake you up. I'll count you up from 1 to 5. 1, you can start up from this trance. 2, you can stir just a little bit. 3, halfway there. 4, almost there. 4.5, 4.75. 5, awake and alert. And I hope you enjoyed the file.